militarization and paramilitarization of the territories. The construction of megaprojects for the extraction of natural resources, the implementation of infrastructure projects, and the industrialization of nature with extensive monocultures, among other forms of extractive capitalism, go hand in hand with an expanded militarization process in a large part of the territories in Abya-Yala. The deployment of military forces through the installation of bases at strategic points in the territories affects the security of people in the communities, especially for women who feel threatened by the presence of weapons in their communities. It has been documented how the presence of weapons increase gender-based violence against women, both inside their homes and in public spaces. Military presence in economically strategic zones implies a threat to any possibility of resistance. It gives rise to repression in regions that do not have press coverage, nor the presence of institutions that protect their rights. And it guarantees impunity because the abuses of military personnel go largely unreported, and when they are reported, there is no justice. While the relationship between militarization and development is not new, it has taken on new forms. In recent years, we have witnessed a process of securitization of development in which the deployment of the public force is not to provide security to the population, but to ensure the extraction of wealth, avoiding any opposition and resistance. As a result of millions of dollars invested in security plans and corridors to strengthen security under the guise of combating drug trafficking, Abya-Yala has been the object of widespread militarization. Many governments have deployed their public forces, and quite contrary to what they proposed, this deployment favored the proliferation and expansion of various criminal cells towards more remote territories, such as peasant and indigenous territories. The search for hiding places also involved a process of appropriation of new territories. Militarization, far from ending drug trafficking, expanded it very effectively, and collusion with local and regional authorities and businessmen has been a key factor in this expansion. Along with militarization, there has been a growing process of paramilitarization. With this, reference is made to the use of armed civilian forces that are trained and respond to different governments but are not part of it. They have been, in many cases, responsible for massacres and extreme violence against those who oppose extractive capitalist policies on their territories. The process of militarization and paramilitarization are not opposed. There are no clear dividing lines between legal and illegal. Rather, they should be read as part of a counterinsurgency strategy in economically strategic territories, where actions to defend the territory and political autonomy are built. Although not always evident, the military, factual, and economic powers effectively operate in conjunction in many territories.